Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever this finds you. We're currently in the 14th installment of the book. We're almost halfway through, actually. Wisdom for the Devoted. There's a quote on the front of the book from the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I swear by what remains of time, that surely the human being is at a loss except for those who faithfully believe and perform good deeds and counsel one another to the truth and counsel one another to steadfast patience. Quran 103, Surah 103. Today's chapters are entitled Harming or Benefiting Allah is Not Possible. Allah's wrath is upon the one who oppresses another who has no supporter but him. Take responsibility. And the last one is, from where did you earn your money? And for those who are following along, we're on page 101. 101. Let's open the circle up with some recitation, and then we'll go into the book itself. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. With all the prophets, alayhi salam, with the teachers, the aliyah, people of the house, listening to the words, finding what resonates within as the teachings come on so many different levels. So paying attention is the best we can do. This chapter is on page 101. Harming or benefiting Allah is not possible. Abdullah ibn Abdurrahman ibn Birhama Dari reported that Abu Dar radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated directly from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my worshippers, I have forbidden injustice to myself, so do not be unjust to one another. O my worshippers, all of you go astray except the one whom I guide. So seek my guidance, and I shall guide you. O my worshippers, all of you go hungry except the one whom I feed. So ask me for my food, and I shall feed you. O my worshippers, all of you go naked except the one whom I clothe, so ask me for clothing, and I shall clothe you. O my worshippers, you transgress by day and night, but I forgive all misdeeds, so ask my forgiveness, and I shall forgive you. O my worshippers, harming me is beyond you, so you cannot harm me. Benefiting me is beyond you, so you cannot benefit me. O my worshippers, if all of you, first and last, man and jinn, were like the one among you with the most devout heart, that would add nothing to my dominion. O my worshippers, if all of you, first and last, man and jinn, were like the one among you with the most ungodly heart, that would take nothing away from my dominion. O my worshippers, if all of you, first and last, man and jinn, were to assemble on the same level and address me with your requests, and if I were to give each one of you what he would request it, that would not diminish what is with me, any more than a needle diminishes the sea when it enters it and withdraws wet. O my worshippers, these are your deeds which I take account of, and it is by virtue of them that I will repay you. So let him who finds good praise Allah, and whoever finds otherwise, let him blame none but himself. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, whoever cheats a believer out of even a dirham, a cent, or a dinar, a dollar, will come forth on the Day of Judgment, and a bridge will be erected for him to cross to the fire. When he stands on it, it will fall, taking him to a fire whose depth is equivalent to 70 autumns. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi salam, the genuine believer, who is trustworthy, said, verily, the creation of each one of you is brought together in his mother's womb for 40 days in the form of a seed. Then he becomes a congealed clot of blood, al-alaqa, for 40 days. Then he becomes a morsel of flesh, al-murda, for 40 days. And then Allah sends an angel who blows the breath of life into him, and who is commanded about four matters: to write down his means of livelihood, to write down his lifespan, to write down his actions, and to write down whether he is happy or is unhappy. By the one who has my soul in his hands, verily one of you behaves like the people of the garden until there is but an arm's length between him and the garden. And that which has been written overtakes him, and so he behaves like the people of the fire, and therefore he enters it. And one of you behaves like the people of the fire until there is but an arm's length between him and it, and that which has been written overtakes him. So he behaves like the people of the garden and therefore enters it. This was narrated by Al-Bukhari and by Muslim. Allah's wrath is upon the one who oppresses another who has no supporter but him. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took my hand, and we walked together for a while. Then he said, O Mu'adh, I advise you to be conscious of Allah and guard yourself. I advise you to speak the truth, to fulfill the promise, to return the trust, to avoid cheating, to have compassion toward the orphan, to protect your neighbor, to suppress your anger, to talk gently, spread peace, To obey the spiritual leader, to contemplate the Quran in order to understand it, to love the final world, to fear the reckoning, to have less long-term hope and to perform good actions. I prohibit cussing a believer, believing a liar, denying the truthful, disobeying a just leader, and spreading corruption on the earth. A Mu'adh, remember Allah whenever you see a tree or a rock. Repent from every sin, and if you sin secretly, repent secretly. And if you sin publicly, repent publicly. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke the truth. This hadith was narrated by At-Tirmidhi. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated that his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, "My anger is intensified by one who oppresses another who has no supporter but me." The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "A believer is a brother to a believer. He must not oppress him, forsake him, or belittle him. Being conscious of Allah and guarding oneself against evil, taqwa, is here," pointing to his chest. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also said, "It is enough evil for a human being to belittle his believing brother. A believer and his belongings are sacred, his blood, his wealth, his reputation." This hadith was reported by Muslim and narrated by Abu Huraira. Abu Dawood reported as well as Imam Muslim in a hadith that Jabir ibn Abdullah and Ahmad narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "No believer forsakes another believer when his sacredness is violated and his reputation is tarnished. But Allah will forsake the forsaker at the time when he needs support. And there is no believer who supports another believer when his sacredness is violated and his reputation is tarnished, but that Allah will grant him support at the time when he needs support." The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Whoever is put in charge of a believer's affairs and closes the door in their faces, Allah will close his door in his face on the Day of Judgment." This hadith was narrated by Ahmad from Hadith Mu'adh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who have come to secure belief, if you obey a group from among those who have received the book before you, they may turn you after you have believed back to disbelief." Quran 3:100. Allah has promised those who believe and act righteously that he will cause them to be successors on the earth, even as he granted succession to those who were before them, and that he will establish for them on this earth that religious way of life which he has approved for them, that he will surely replace their fear with security, because they worship me and do not associate anything with me. Quran 24:55. Take responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you people, be conscious of Allah and ward off evil. For the shaking of the hour of judgment is a mighty thing. A day that, when you see it, every nursing mother shall forget the child she was nursing. And lost is every child carried in the womb of those who are carrying it. And you will see people drunk, and yet they are not drunk. But the fear of the punishment of Allah is intense." Quran 22:1-2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, Then the one who is given his book in his right hand shall say, "Take my book and read. Certainly I knew I should have to meet my reckoning." And he shall dwell in a state of contentment in a lofty garden, its clusters of fruit near. Quran 69:19-23. And as for him who is given his book in his left hand, he will say, "Would that I had not been given my book and didn't know my reckoning. Would that it were finished." Quran 69:25-7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "As for him whose book shall be placed in his right hand, he shall surely receive an easy reckoning, and he will meet his family joyously. And as for him who has given his book behind his back, so shall he cry out for his own destruction, and he will be thrown into a blazing flame." Quran 84:7-12. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth when he says, "Truly to us is their return, then upon us is their reckoning." Quran 88:25-6. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, "So by your Lord we shall question them, each and every one of them, about what they used to do." Quran 15:19-93. Take responsibility for your actions before you are brought to accountability. Know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, "There is no one among you to whom Allah will not speak to without a veil or a mediator. A person will look to his right, to his left, and see nothing but what he has offered in advance. He will then look and see the fire in front of him. Therefore, whoever can save himself from the fire, let him do so, even by offering half of a date." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Every self shall taste death, and surely you will be paid in full on the day of resurrection. And whoever is removed from the fire and admitted into the garden shall have indeed triumphed. And what is the life of the world but enjoyment of deception?" Quran 3:185. Ali ibn Abu Talib radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If my ummah bears 15 traits, tribulation will befall it." Someone asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what are they?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When any gain is shared out only among the rich with no benefit to the poor, when a trust becomes a means of making a profit, when paying zakat becomes a burden, when a man obeys his wife and disobeys his mother, when a man treats his friend kindly while shunning his father, when voices are raised in the mosques, when the leader of a people is the worst one among them. People treat a man with respect because they fear some evil that he may do. When many intoxicating beverages are drunk, when men wear silk, when female singers and musical instruments become popular, when the last ones of this ummah curse the first ones, then let them expect a red wind, or the earth to swallow them, or to be transformed into animals." Tirmidhi. From where did you earn your money? The wealthy will be gathered into three groups: those who gathered their wealth from prohibited sources and then spent it in prohibited ways, and it would be said to them, "Take them to the fire." Those who gathered their wealth from prohibited sources but then spent it in permissible ways, and it will be said to them, take them to the fire. And then those who gathered their wealth from permissible sources and spent it in permissible ways, and it will be said to them, stop them and ask them if they neglected that which we made obligatory, the giving of alms, zakat, the ritual prayer, salat, the pilgrimage to the house, hajj, striving for the sake of Allah, jihad, fasting, saum, gratitude to parents, and keeping family ties. They will say, we gathered our wealth from permissible sources and spent it in permissible ways and did not neglect our obligations. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and he, the servant, will be asked about his fame and prestige, just as he was asked about his wealth. Abu Bukhari related that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took me by the shoulder and said, be in this world as though you were a stranger or a wayfarer. In the evening do not expect to live until morning, and in the morning do not expect to live until evening. Take from your health for your illness, and from your life for your death. Take from your health for your illness, and from your life for your death. Alhamdulillah. Brings us to the bottom of page 107. And we'll pick up again on 108 in the next installment. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.